Good evening. It's good to be able to be with you tonight, and hopefully we can learn from what we're studying about tonight. Who is a friend of God? Who is a friend of God? In this lesson, we're going to look at this question. Well, and we're going to break down these points. One who loves God with all his heart, soul, and mind. He does what God wants him to do simply because God asks us to do it. And then tells us about what a great friend God is. So who is a friend of God is the question tonight. I want us to look at James chapter 2. James chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 21 through 23. James chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You know, each hearer should be able to understand what it takes to be a friend of God. We want everyone to be motivated to make God their friend. So about this, the text here in James 2, James is discussing the need for an active faith. An active faith. He says the faith without works is a dead faith. So as an example, he used Abraham. Abraham had a living, active faith. God looked upon Abraham and his working faith, and he counted it as righteousness. So as a result of Abraham's living, active faith, he was called a friend of God. That title, friend of God, I don't know about you, but I would want that written on my tombstone, a friend of God. How can we be called? How can we be called a friend of God today? Well, God's friend is one who, number one, loves God with all his heart, soul, and mind. You know, friends love one another regardless of circumstances. Friends love one another regardless of circumstances. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17. Proverbs 17 and verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, true friends love us in good times and in bad times as well. What about us? Do we love God in both the good and the bad times? You know, a lot of times we think of the bad times, and we don't think about the good times as well. And we need to be thankful for the good times. But he will help us through the bad times. If we only seek God when times are good, are bad, God has a warning for us. He has a warning for us. In Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 through 28. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 through 28. The Bible reads, because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof. Verse 26, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. When friends love one another, they spend time with one another and listen to one another. In Proverbs 17, or in Proverbs 27, verse 17, Proverbs 27, verse 17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. So friends pick each other up when you're down. True friends listen to one another. You have stories to share, adventures, heartaches, trials, and tribulations. You know, many times we just need to listen, and that's the only thing that they want is just someone to listen to them, just knowing you're there for them is a big help. True friends spend time with each other. They go and do things together. You know, God speaks to us and wants us to spend time with Him. You know, we take time to go with our friends on an outing or something, but and we go here and there with them and have a good time. But God also, He wants that to be with. He wants us to spend time with Him. God speaks to us and wants us to spend time with Him. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, Hebrews 1, verse 1, long ago at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. God speaks to us through His Son, Jesus. Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, verse 24. John 17, verse 24, Father, I desire that they also whom You have given Me may be with Me where I am to see My glory that You have given Me because You loved Me before the foundation of the world. Do we listen to God? Do we listen to God? Do we spend time with God? And these are just some personal questions that you can answer yourself. Do we act like God is our friend? Do we act like God is our friend? You know, true friends show themselves to be friendly first. In Proverbs 18, verse 24, Proverbs 18, verse 24, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. God has already showed us that He is our friend. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, Romans 5 and verse 8, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. God has definitely shown Himself friendly to us. Will we be friendly to God? Will we be friendly to God? Second thing this evening, God's friend is one who does what God asks without question. Who does what God asks without question. Friends do what other friends need without being asked to do it. But don't our dearest friends help us when we need it the most? And most of us would say yes. They don't question our motives, our finances, our intentions. They just help. They just help. Abraham was called a friend of God because that's exactly what he did. He did this. He acted on faith in God. When he was called out of his homeland, he went. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, Hebrews 11, verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. So many times we question God when we know we ought to do what He asked us to do. when he asked to believe that God would bless him with a son, Abraham believed it. Abraham believed it. In Romans 4, verses 18 through 21, Romans 4, verses 18 through 21, in hope he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations as he had been told. So shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God. Another thing, when he was asked to offer Isaac as an offering to God, he did it. In Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19. Hebrews 11, 17 through 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. God wants us to act this way toward him, to do what he asks without question. In John 15 and verse 14, John 15 verse 14, Jesus said, You are my friends if you do what I command you. Also in 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. You know, we make his commands look like they're hard to follow. We make them look like they're hard to follow, but that's only because we may not like what he commands or what he tells us. But we want to do things. We want to do things our way because it's better than God's. And that's what we think. We just need to follow what God tells us to do. We need to follow his commands. God's commands, they're not burdensome because they are the commands of a friend. They are commands of a friend. And in being a friend, we should want to do what God wants us to do. Third thing this evening, God's friend is one who tells others what a friend God is. You know, friends tell others what good friends they have. You may talk about your friends and tell others about how good of a friend you have, or they friends. But we may, like I said, we may talk about our friends to other people. Do we talk about God? Do we talk about God, who is our friend? Who is our friend as much as, you know, do we talk about him as much as we do our friends here? The best form of advertisement today is still word of mouth. You know, we have technology. Technology is a great tool, but sometimes it takes away from us using our words with people and being able to talk to them and talking in general. But people need to know that we really care by showing interest in their lives. Who can have a greater friend than God? Who can have a greater friend than God? Well, let's look at David. David considered God his friend. In Psalm 145, verses 10 through 13. Psalm 145, verses 10 through 13. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Also, indeed, God remembers those who speak about him. God remembers those who speak about him. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, Malachi 3 verse 16, then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. God wants us to speak to others about his son Jesus today. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So do we speak to our friends? Do we speak of our friends to others today? If we don't, we should, because that's the only way that people are going to know who Jesus is. We need to tell our friends about Jesus. You know, what true friend fails to talk about his greatest friend? God is our greatest friend. Our greatest friend should be God, and if not, he should be. We must share God with the world. In closing this evening, I want just a few things to think about. Will you be a friend of God today? Will you be a friend of God today? Will you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind? Will you do what God asks without question? Will you tell others what a wonderful friend God has been to you? I'm going to tell you about my friend. He loves me enough to want me to spend eternity with him. He gave his only son to die for me. My friend, he gave me salvation. Would you receive that salvation today as well? If you're a Christian and you've fallen away, you know, where's your relationship to God today? And that's a good thing to think about. Where is your relationship with God today? Well, I'm here to tell you that God, he's a faithful friend. And will you be a faithful friend to him? If you're not a Christian, you've made God your enemy. You've made him your enemy through sin. But God wants to be your friend. He wants to be your friend. He offers your friendship today. But you must accept his offer. You must accept his offer. And you need to heed the plan for man's salvation today. And that plan, we must hear the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And you must believe with all your heart. Hebrews 11, verse 6, the first part there. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. We must repent of our sins. Acts 17, verse 30, the last part there, commands all people to repent. We must confess that Jesus as the Son of God. In Matthew 16, verse 16, this is Simon's confession. He says, "You are the Christ. You are Christ, Son of the living God." And then we must be baptized for the remission of your sins. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. If you, and this is your invitation, if you haven't been a child of God and need to put Christ on a baptism, or if you've walked away and need prayers of the church, whatever your need is, go ahead and come forward as we stand and sing.